Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are with Risa Brofman, who Risa is with the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center at the JCC in Roslyn. One thing that I want to make clear, which Otto just brought up just before we came back, is the program, the cancer wellness program, takes care of physical, mental, and emotional needs. There is no doctor, medical type of things. There's no diagnosis. There's nothing going on from a medical perspective at the JCC. This is all, you've already been diagnosed, you're in treatment, et cetera, et cetera. You're looking for help. You're looking for a hand to hold. That's what you're doing. That's what you're going to the JCC for. And talking about that, Randy, who works with Risa, Randy is the director?
Yes.
Okay. She also does one-on-one. In fact, I know I had a conversation with her maybe a month ago that she called me up and I was on the phone for 40 minutes with her. But everybody is entitled to that if you're involved. Talk about that, Risa.
Yes, Randy's a licensed clinical social worker. She specializes in oncology, and she provides short-term individual counseling to clients when appropriate. And some clients can come for one session, some clients can come for more sessions, and then she also provides case management as well. We have a list of resources, and where appropriate, she'll tap into those resources and provide them. So people can come for a whole host of things. Someone may be diagnosed initially with cancer and they want to get a second opinion and they don't know how to go about that. So they can talk to Randy about that. Someone else may come to us and they've just been diagnosed with breast cancer and they're preparing for a lumpectomy or a mastectomy and they don't know how. They want to physically get their surroundings at home ready. They want to talk to their children and need tips about how to do that. They want to reach out and get some a wig fitting because they hear they're going to lose their hair. These are the type of things that Randy could help someone with. In addition, through COVID, we found that people had heightened anxiety. So that was something to be able to speak with Randy about tips and even come to some of our classes on meditation. We also saw people being, their diagnosis was delayed. Their treatment was delayed. Remember, hospitals were closed down, right? So they couldn't get to their doctors. They couldn't have their treatment. They couldn't have their surgery. So that came with a whole host of anxiety. And then in addition, people were quarantined. So like your clients too, I'm sure, your community, people, we saw an uptick in access to food. People had difficulty getting food and they needed to know and have concrete services around food. So we were able to help them with that. And then we also had difficulties around people's family members getting COVID and some of them losing their life. So now you had bereavement and grief on top of everything. And then I can't tell you, John, I mean, you probably know this, you're already facing a life-threatening disease. And then you find out now there's this disease out there that is also life-threatening. That adds another layer of anxiety. So those are some of the things that, you know, our center was able to help with.
I want to just touch base with Randy, because we're talking here with Risa, so we know what Risa's done. She's wonderful. But last year, before COVID, and before I went on, from March to October of last year, I was on a trial. So I had chemo and radium. But prior to it, I really wasn't feeling well. So maybe in January, I was in the JCC and Randy said hello to me in passing in the hall or whatever. And then like 2 days later, I got a phone call from her and she was honest. She said, "You just look terrible. I haven't seen you look that bad. What's going on?" And I told her, one thing wasn't working and I was, but that shows that whether it's Randy or Risa, they take the extra step. You become part of the family. She had no obligation to give me a call to say you didn't look good. And then Risa is so correct. Fortunately, I was in a program that they didn't stop. So I went to Sloan, but when I did go, when I first started, it was a mob scene. And then once March came, March, April, May, I would almost be by myself. I'm hanging out with everybody. We're all talking. I'm there for 3 or 4 hours at a time, because if it wasn't necessary, if they could push you back, they pushed people back, or they sent them to Westchester or out to Long Island. Nothing wrong with that. Nobody was neglected. Right. But in your head, you're saying, why am I not getting my regular treatment?
Right.
And it's spooky. So, to have an organization like this help, back up those thoughts, it's very, very, very important. And look what you have in here. Between Risa and Randy, you have a trained social worker in oncology and a legal mind, both with tremendous hearts. It really is. I can't say enough about the place.
I have a question for probably Christina. Would the ride to Nancy Marks Wellness Center be considered like going to a doctor? And would that be covered with the Project Independence transportation program?
Yeah, so it should be a support group, and there's a medical component to it. So, they would just call 311 and, go over that. So it should, as long as there's, if there's a social worker clearly and medical aspects to it, it should cover.
So if people have a problem driving, they mm-hmm. could get a ride to the Nancy Marks Center from Project Independence.
Yeah, and right now it's still cashless.
Right.
Because we got changed during
free.
COVID.
Free. Yep. So the ride is free and the service is free.
And that's for right now, yeah.
Right.
That's huge.
That's a great point, too. I mean, right now our Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center is virtual. But, right, sometimes people have some limitations because of transportation. So when we do go back to maybe hybrid programming, Otto, that would be fantastic to let people know that they could get here through 311 and Project Independence. But I will tell you that it's virtual. The ray of sunshine has been that people who couldn't get to us or were too sick to come out of their homes were able to join us virtually. And we also, our catchment area changed. So we started telling other JCCs about our program that don't have cancer centers, and even people from another state could join us. We're outside of the Long Island community.
Actually, I gave your number to somebody in Pennsylvania who I know they were sick. I don't know them. It's the father of a friend of mine. And I said, tell him to call. Everything is going virtual. He's not going to drive to Roslyn. But at this point in time, if it's a virtual program, I don't see why they wouldn't let him join. I don't know what he did, to be honest with you. What are you talking about when you're saying hybrid coming down the road? Is there a plan?
Well, you know what? We don't necessarily have a solid plan yet, but some of the thoughts that Randy and I have been throwing around is continuing to have a hybrid program, because she has seen the real needs of people that can't get in because of what stage they are in cancer. They can't get to our group physically. So they can still, from the comfort of their home, join the group. So that's why she really kind of thinks that maybe there's going to be some hybrid model down the road, where once we can safely open our program and have our cancer survivors come back and meet with us in person, that others may still want to log on and take part in our exercise or take part in our discussion groups and do it that way.
Yeah, I can visualize that being a big thing in a lot of places, including Project Independence. But I believe that the Dan Coxes of the world would have to be involved with setting up the system, if you will. Like if we did the radio show out of the studio, we three could be together with Dan, but then somebody else who's a guest could be in Pennsylvania and be on Zoom. But technically, you'd have to have the, how do you do all that? And that's where Dan would come into play, right, Dan?
Right, Dan? No, but it's the truth. I think what you're saying here, Risa, is great, because there's somebody who wants to come to a program, but on a given day may not be physically up for it.
Yes.
So they can call in that day. That's a smart idea. I mean, this has changed so much for the good, you know, with the Zoom stuff that's going to be coming down the road. Like even us now, we're on TV, and I'm assuming that if the world goes back to perfect, whenever that is, this is going to keep up to some degree, and we're going to maintain a TV exposure going forward. And the same with you guys, your Tai Chi class on a Saturday at 10:30, which I happen to know when it is, is a class you just got up, you're running late. I got to get dressed, showered, and get up to the JCC, or I could put on the TV, you know, turn right on the computer.
Yeah, you could be exercising for 45 minutes, and then you could be cooking dinner 5 minutes later.
Really right, right. Yeah. Oh, no, from that point of view, it's tremendous. The only thing we didn't touch on, and I just wanted to touch on it very quickly, Nancy Marks. How did that come about even?
So the Cancer Center has been around since 2003.
Okay.
But sometime later, Harvey Marks, who's a longtime member of the JCC and community member, came to our program to talk a little bit about and seek services for his wife, who had brain cancer. Unfortunately, by the time she got to our program, she didn't get to utilize the plethora of resources that we had. But Harvey was touched by the program and his wife's disease and really wanted to make sure that other people got these services. So he invested his time, his talent, his interests, and resources to make sure that happens. And thus the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center came about.
Okay. I met him, but I didn't really know the whole story myself. I just assumed there was something along that line. But I mean, there's a man who really has, you know, a terrible thing, losing his wife. It was, you know, and I didn't know him and I didn't know her. And how many people ultimately are being helped and benefiting from her, that it's a wonderful thing to her memory, you know, to keep it going forward. And stories like that, when, you know, a family steps up to help another family in need, is just, it's tremendous, that's all. So kudos to Harvey. I just wanted to, you know, before we ended this thing, bring it to everybody's attention. And the last thing, we only have a few minutes. Hours of operation, basically, I mean, the programs you guys have going now, usually from like 10 to, you know,
yeah, so basically, we're open 9 to 5 regular business hours, but what we do is we also have groups during the day, and we have some evening groups. We have exercise classes mainly during the day, and then Monday through Friday, and then we have a weekend class as well once a month. And usually people could reach us by phone and email, and if we're not in the office at that time, we'll get back to them as soon as we can.
Perfect. Honestly, I mean, we're basically out of time. I want to thank you, Risa, so much for coming on. This has just been so informative. I can't, you know, say enough positives about the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center at the JCC. And it's a program that Randy and Risa own and do a wonderful, wonderful job. So, Risa, from me and from everybody else who participates and from the town of North Hempstead, thank you. That's all I can say. It's a wonderful, wonderful
much.
Job.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to
be
here.
Agreed. Thank you, Risa. We're taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.